I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The new Lee County Magistrate Court building, currently under construction on Main Street in Lovington, was recently broken into and copper wiring was taken. That according to Police Chief David Miranda, who says the investigation is ongoing and he'll have more details on the theft. With 13 days until Election Day, early voting numbers are encouraging for area county clerks. Eddy County Chief Deputy Clerk Kara Cook gives us some early voting numbers as of Wednesday for their county.
So in Carlsbad, we have had 2,205 people vote early, and in Artesia, we've had 1,007.
As far as absentee ballots,
absentee, we have mailed out 1,045.
And how many have you gotten back so far?
I think like 300.
There are 34,132 registered voters in Eddy County.
So Republican, 18,074. Democrat, we have 8,753. 336 Libertarian. And then 6,613 declined to state, independent. And then other party is 366. You know, this one's kind of a heated race, so the numbers are more than what we were expecting.
Commissioner of Public Lands write-in candidate Larry Marker of Roswell last week filed in federal district court asking the court to ban the Dominion voting machines from being used in the upcoming election because he believes the machines are not certified. On Tuesday, he got a response from the feds.
They issued an order for me to show cause, which basically says I have to present to them evidence and information that will give them the ability to decide this. Either tell the state of New Mexico, no, you can't use those machines until the Supreme Court does something, or Mr. Marker, you don't have a case.
So Marker now has until November 1st to prove his case. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.